Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim, and the topic of our podcast today is the Great Penis Panic of 1967, Brandy.
I remember it well.
It was a banner year. Thank you for joining the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. For any new listeners, I would like to remind you that we are an adult comedy podcast. We use adult humor, so if that offends you, then
then you can just hit the fucking road now.
Or you could check out one of the other fine independent podcasts out there, such as
California Dreamin'.
That's a very good one. And also They Walk Among Us with our friends Ben and Rosanna.
Mm-hmm.
Collar Me Dad. There's a lot of good ones out there. But we use foul language, so if you are offended by adult language, then you probably want to tune out. Although this topic, if this topic caught your attention, I don't blame you, because it's an interesting topic. We're going to talk about an epidemic that broke out in 1967 in Singapore, in which it was kind of a mass hysteria thing, where the men felt that their penises were disappearing, Brandy. It happens. So before we get to that, though, let me introduce our panel. I am joined, as always, by a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, mm-hmm. Queen Brandy the First. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm living the dream, Timmy. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Excellent.
Very well. Are you excited about this topic? Because you used to be penis loving. I don't know if that's changed.
Have you had a penis panic?
I've never had a penis panic.
I mean, have you ever
Well, it's not to make light of. I just want to make that. I want to make sure we're a comedy podcast, but
this is serious, devil.
This is a very serious
topic. Don't be mocking penis panic.
This is a serious
hilarious.
Medical. It's a medical condition.
You're a medical condition.
Well, I just don't want you to belittle penis panic.
Oh, I'm belittling the hell right out of it. I'm belittling it.
Okay, so that was Brandy time.
Yeah, I got nothing over here. It was a long-ass weekend.
I would, but you have you host a different podcast. Would you like to give it a plug?
I do host a different podcast.
Do you talk about penises on that podcast?
No, we don't. We don't talk about penises. It's very
before
different.
Before the podcast, you do, though.
It's a very different podcast than this one.
Okay.
Myself and my co-host, Rachel, we host a podcast about paranormal and spooky things, and it's called Haunted Visions. And you can find us on iTunes and Acast and all those places. And
cool.
Yeah, so give us a listen. It's very different from here.
Yes.
There's not a lot of phantom penises, exactly. So
okay.
It's very different. It's very fun.
I don't know. They don't talk about penis or breast or anything. Yeah. Who's going to listen to that?
What kind of fun is that?
You know.
I would like to, now that Brandy time is over.
Finally.
Introduce a man who really needs no introduction. We'll give him one anyway.
Oh, good.
A man who has been described as the most dangerous man in podcasting today.
Nope.
A man who has been called an oasis, really, in the desert of despair.
By no one.
the moral compass of our podcast, the very honorable, the Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
Well, I'm not good, Timmy.
No, for God's sake, really?
I'm not good.
Well, I know this subject is a little... This hits a little bit close.
Well,
to home.
I'm having my own penis panic right now, Timmy. I had my physical last week.
Okay.
And I got my blood work all done. They did all kinds of things to me. And
did they probe
yeah,
you?
They did.
Huh?
Did they probe you?
They did indeed, Timmy. They okay. did indeed. But then they run all kinds of blood work, and they check, you know, they check your T levels, Timmy.
Okay, your testosterone?
Testosterone.
What? Whatever.
And
continue, Colonel.
And apparently, my testosterone, I got the testosterone level of a 17-year-old boy, Timmy.
And did they take that before?
The maturity level yeah. of a 17-year-old boy.
But here's my penis panic.
Wait a minute. Did they take that testosterone level before or after you got it in the ass?
Well... probably was. Here's my concern, Timmy, and my doctor told me I had to be careful.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Because with that kind of testosterone, Timmy, if I were to get too aroused, it could get hard enough to just shred. Like, you know how, like, you leave a hot dog in a microwave for too long, Timmy?
No, I don't do that, but okay.
That's what could happen to my penis.
It could explode.
It could explode, literally.
So you have
explode.
Your own penis panic that you're
I have my, yeah, I have the opposite of this. My testosterone level's a little high.
I see.
Your testosterone? Can you my motherfuckers not levels, name your own yeah. shit?
My testosterone level's
hey, are we not, we're men. We know yeah. what our own stuff is.
I don't think you do. There seems to be a mystery.
Yeah, I got blood that Hugh Hefner would pay for, Timmy.
Really?
I think
he's dead, you know.
I think I know. All
he
that
he'd live to be 150 if he was me.
I think all that testosterone came out while you were getting your finger in your ass. That's what I think.
Well, you got to be so vulgar.
Do you doubt yes. his medical evaluation? Are you doubting the medical profession because you seem to be casting shade on his physical?
Yeah.
No, I'm just wondering when they took his testosterone level.
They took my blood 3 hours later at the lab.
I had to
fast. Yeah, I had to go to the doctor.
Did you pass your drug test?
Huh?
Did you pass your drug test?
I did pass it.
It was right there when he was tickling your prostate. That's when they took it. You ain't even got to lie. We
yeah,
all
you know.
Know
what? What are you talking about? You go to the gynecologist every, 3 weeks just because you think call it foreplay?
Well, if he had palsy, it'd be a lot better. I always pray for
is
that.
Is your prostate fine? Do you have good prostate?
I assume so. I don't know.
Okay.
My doctor doesn't do that, so.
Anyway, Colonel, you were mentioning earlier that on our Facebook page, History Degrees, the podcast, the members of our group had the annual Dweeby Awards.
They did. They named you the most perverted, Timmy.
I don't understand that. I'm not perverted at all. I don't make any kind of comments on the page about sex or anything.
I don't think it's the comments about sex. I think it's all the trips that...
You're undercover pervert.
Yeah.
I am not.
And plenty of fish.
But you were named funniest member. You had the funniest member of anyone.
You know what?
It's crooked.
I'm going to turn that one over. I'm going to have to give that one away because really Callie deserved that award.
Callie Jones.
She is the funniest person on that page and... She, you know, she could. Obviously, I'm the colonel. So.
Well, we will.
I didn't even know there was an award.
Yeah, we'll have to read. I think you won something or was runner-up.
You got
up
the most wretched.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a category.
It was a category, most wretched.
Huh. I think you were nominated for something, but I don't.
Most
think.
Fierce.
It's an honor to be nominated.
We'll have to read the. Winner.
I'm gonna be the Susan Lucci, the fucking Dweeby Awards.
We'll read the result. We'll read the results in a future episode, but right now we're going to talk about the Great Penis Panic of 1967, Brandy.
Yes.
This is serious serious stuff here. This is history.
I'm completely
history
serious
related.
About it.
Hashtag history related. Yes.
Try to treat it with the gravity it deserves.
Yes. Don't be making fun of this because you never experienced penis
all
panic.
All I'm going to do is make fun of
no
it.
No penis mockery.
I do have penis panic. I always am scared there's going to be one more penis walks in my house. I don't need that.
In sociology and psychology, Brandy,
uh-huh.
mass hysteria. Is something that transmits collective illusions or of threats, whether real or imaginary, through a population in society as a result of rumors or fears. In medicine, the term is used to describe the spontaneous manifestation of the same or similar hysterical physical symptoms by one or more persons. A common type of mass hysteria, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Like when the Beatles came to America?
Yeah, at least, yeah, something like that. Mm. Or like the Salem witch trials.
Sure.
Remember those? Remember when you went on trial?
Yeah, you lucky what you wasn't alive then. Mm. It'll burn your ass.
A common type of mass hysteria occurs when a group of people believe they are suffering from a very similar disease or ailment. And
like pecker peeping?
Like penis panic.
It was like that Spanish flu epidemic.
Well, no, yeah, I think that was
mass hysteria. That might have been real. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying.
It wasn't really fake, and they just had mental issues, Timmy.
Hmm. One very bizarre example of mass hysteria, Colonel, in medicine is called Kuru. K-O-R-O. Kuru.
Kuru. I believe that's co-robot.
Well, go, depends Kuru. On. Or oh, the cool. belief.
Haiku.
It is the belief, Brandy. It's a belief, Brandy, that one's penis is shrinking, retracting, or disappearing. That's scary.
It is scary. You should ever. And this is a public service announcement. You should measure your penis every other month.
I think every other hour.
Well, yeah. I mean, you should keep a. I got one of those little
keep an eye charts, on it.
Those seamstress thread. You know, those seamstress.
Yeah, I've got one on my wall too.
Yeah. Yeah, I got little marks right there, like where the kids are growing.
Yes.
Yep.
Measure it three times a day. Morning, afternoon, and evening, Brandy, is the
It's suggested. Like taking your blood pressure, Demi.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Although this is, women are all about awareness for women's issues and women's diseases and things.
Reproductive
but you never
stuff.
Talk about penis panic.
Mm-hmm.
We do not talk about penis panic.
Well, we're this is,
and I'm going to tell you why we don't talk about it.
This is penis paranoia.
Stupid.
This is penis panic awareness we're talking about here.
Today's our day, damn it.
Yes.
Today's man day.
Yeah, because every other day is not your day.
Whatever. We need a bucket challenge, Colonel, for a penis panic.
Penis panic awareness.
To raise penis panic awareness.
We do.
Huh. You should be the face of penis panic.
No, because I got the opposite kind of penis panic.
He actually should be. Out of my shred.
But you know what? I do have a penis panic ever since they did those penis transplants.
You're afraid that you're going to be a victim.
I got a security guard for my penis. Lloyd's of London has insured my penis.
It has not. They'll take money for anything.
All right. Back to this. Kuru, as we said. Although this sounds
you
weird.
You keep saying it. Kuru. But I'm pretty sure. Kuru.
Do you speak Malaysian? Motherfucker, no. So you know no more than I. No.
I know what I
he's not pronouncing any better than I am.
I'm
all right.
Sure I am.
Although this disorder sounds weird, Brandy.
It does.
It's not uncommon, actually, with outbreaks occurring around the globe.
I feel like this one's uncommon.
The syndrome occurs worldwide, and mass hysteria of gentle shrinkage.
Genital
shrinkage.
Gentle
anxiety
genital shrinkage.
Has a history in Africa.
Like a feather.
Africa, Asia, and Europe. It does seem to be culturally specific, especially with people in Asia and Africa. In the United States and Europe, the syndrome is commonly known as genital retraction syndrome, or GRS. Mm-hmm. GRS awareness.
GRS.
Maybe.
Sure, it's not genital.
It's a thing.
Retraction syndrome.
Hashtag GRS.
Yeah. Yes. Kiss a penis today, Brandy. Show your appreciation.
You know what? I'll wear a ribbon.
We need a ribbon.
I'll just wear
we
a
do.
Ribbon.
We do. A purple ribbon, I believe.
No.
The condition.
A big, angry purple ribbon.
the blue-purple colors. That'd be nice. Make sure you shape the loop right, though.
The condition can be diagnosed through a psychological assessment along with physical examinations, because you got to make sure, you know, just because someone's crazy doesn't mean the junk isn't shrinking.
Doesn't make them wrong.
You got to have a baseline.
Yeah.
That's why every man out there, whatever you're doing, stop, pause the thing, and get a women, grab your husband, get a baseline right now.
The term kuru is derived from the Malaysian term kura.
Kura.
Hura.
Which means, get this, I'm not making this up, head of the turtle.
Sounds about right.
Most patients report
eye of the tiger.
Most patients report acute anxiety attacks due to perceived genital retraction and or genital shrinkage, Brandy.
What kind of shrinkage?
Despite the lack of any objectable biological changes in the genitalia. So they believe their junk is shrinking when actually it's not.
Well, if you believe your perception is reality, so if you believe it, then it must be happening.
Well, it's like Walt Disney.
I guess it's kind of the opposite of telling a woman how big you are when you're really not. It's like, you know, in reverse.
That would be that'd be pretty stressful being on the internet, and you could say, hey, you know that dick pic I sent you last month? Could you send it back to me because I need to
those
compare
were the good old
it.
Days.
I need to compare it to this week because I didn't get a baseline.
All right, so kuru has been around for many, many centuries, Brandy.
What about haiku?
In the late Middle Ages in Europe, it was believed a man could lose his penis through magical attacks by witches.
Oh, they can still. It can happen.
One of the first recorded penis panics occurred in Central Europe in the 15th century.
That's why you fuckers should learn not to piss people off.
No, I wrap my penis in aluminum foil, so it's immune from such
spells. Well, according to...
spells.
And it stays fresh.
Yeah, so it stays...
Well, according to history of this period, men claimed that witches were stealing their penises and hoarding them in birds' nests.
Yeah.
We're hoarding them?
Yes. In
penis
birds'
order.
Nest.
Penis order, devil. Your penis order. Give
we're
those penises
them?
Back.
Well, see, yeah.
It just reminds me of hoarders. It's like, look at all these penises around here.
German clergyman.
It's like
Bitcoin. German clergyman Heinrich Kramer. Mm. He was an expert on witches. He wrote about witches.
He was a problem for my people.
He wrote about witches, and he described this epidemic in a book that he wrote in 1486.
What was it called?
These are documented cases about witches. This is not to be taken lightly. Mm. Witches, he said, would collect male organs in great numbers, as many as 20 or 30 members together. Mm. And then
like
put
a bouquet?
It's like the FTD, a whole bouquet of penises.
A penis bouquet.
And put them in a bird's nest.
What the fuck would we do that for?
Or they shut them up in a box.
That's the more likely
My dick
scenario.
In a box.
Dick in a box?
My dick in a box.
I have concerns.
My dick in a box.
I have concern. Do you think FTD offered that flower?
But the disembodied
says, "I love you."
Dick in a box.
That says, "I love you like a bouquet of dicks."
But the disembodied penises didn't just hang around, Brandy.
Oh well, I'm sure they didn't.
They moved themselves like the living members, and they ate oats and corn.
Yeah. And cream of wheat.
And they were seen by very many people, according to this Kramer.
I might need you to hold on a second.
Let
me put my phone down. Let me put my phone down because I want to make sure this gets all the attention that it deserves.
Okay.
So
this is German clergyman.
Disembodied penises.
Yeah. This is according to Heinrich Kramer.
So Heinrich.
Who was an expert on witches in the 15th century.
So Heinrich.
Yeah.
So witches were taking these peni.
Yes. Multiple penis, 20, up to 20 or 30 members.
And making, clearly, bouquets and selling them at holidays. No, but
then he put them in birds' nests.
And put them in birds' nests.
Yeah. Or a box.
But.
Yes.
You got to feed them.
Well, yeah.
Well,
so
they ate oats and corn.
So are they, like, just inching around in the box like a fucking silkworm?
This is according, I think. How
much do they eat? How do they chew? I have so many questions. How do they see where the thing is?
Well, they got
is their mouth?
They do have one eye.
No, that's their mouth. Do they eat,
mouth.
Smell, and see out of
penises
that one eye?
Adaptable creatures.
According to Kramer, witches would sometimes take pity on their victims. when a man asked a witch to restore his missing member, she would tell the man to climb the tree and take out whatever penis he would like.
Oh, so he could get a good 10 when he had four
before.
Well,
but usually when they try to take the big one, the witch would say, you must not take that one because it belonged to the parish priest. So you got to be, can't take the, you know.
So the priest has the biggest dick. The only person that's not supposed to use it, and the priest has the biggest dick.
This is according to this.
Don't take that one. I know that's not yours.
This is according to this Heinrich Kramer.
Put that dick down.
I think some of this might not.
Yeah, put that shit down. That's not yours.
This is not your dick.
But in seriousness, Kuro has
in seriousness.
Some real world consequences because throughout Europe, thousands of people were accused of stealing or shrinking other people's genitals.
That's some bullshit, right?
And
there.
Dozens were killed because of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is real world.
I think you should get the guillotine for penis stealing.
Many of the victims would shout and ask bystanders to help apprehend the penis thief, Brandy.
Catch that man with my dick in his hand. Grab him.
Whereupon the accused person.
Taxi, follow my penis.
Whereupon the accused person would often surprise as everyone else would be protesting their innocence. They were lynched or stoned to death by mobs on the spot.
Sure. Well, clearly that's the way you want to go. That seems logical. Yeah.
Okay, so that was some lore, but this is a serious problem throughout the world.
Does it not occur to people that there's no blood in the penile area? So does it cauterize when it gets cut off?
I'm not sure, but it
eats quite
oats.
Frankly, shouldn't you be keeping better track of your dick so people don't steal
I
it?
Know
that's
where
what
mine
they say
is
about
all
kids.
The time.
Exactly. And you're not going to let just any old Tom, Dick, or Harry walk up.
It depends.
Depends.
Yeah.
I've put mine in some compromising positions at times.
I understand, which is why you're the biggest pervert.
I don't understand that. But anyway, let's talk about 1967, what happened
in
Singapore.
A pecker checker at a whorehouse. I mean, I think that did it.
The most famous case of penis panic broke out in the late 1960s in Asia. We're talking not about the mythical witchcraft here. We're talking about real-world shit here. Happened in 1960s in Asia. At the very end of the Malaysian Peninsula sits the city-state of Singapore, Brandy, which was once plagued with retracting penises.
Oh, my God.
In 1967...
Penis is like a slinky, really.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. In one of the most...
It's not been my experience.
In one of the best documented epidemics of Kuru, hundreds of people rushed to local hospitals, deathly afraid that if they loosened their grip on their penis, they would die.
That's kind of been the story of your life, hasn't it?
Your concerns, Colonel.
I got a hold of my penis right now.
Thank you for that.
Devil, you are not getting my penis.
Don't worry.
Of course, today Singapore is one of the wealthiest and most successful countries on earth, and much of its odd character seems to have been washed away lately. So it's the international crossroads, of course. They have a large Chinese population, and this problem of Kuru seems to be very prevalent with the Chinese. So let's talk about that. The mass genitalia genital shrinking epidemic began in October of 1967, Brandy. The first case was a 16-year-old boy named Li Chao.
Because his mother told him if he didn't quit fucking playing with it, it was going to fall off. That's what the fuck happened.
No, he rushed into General Hospital outdoor clinic with his parents close behind.
Oh, the outdoor clinic.
The boy looked frightened and pale, one report described, and he was pulling hard on his penis to prevent the organ from disappearing inside of him.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just cold.
Or maybe he was just pulling on his dick.
Yeah, or that.
Well, he was 16 years old.
I mean, seriously.
You raised three boys. You don't know how many times you got to say, hey, get your dick out of your hand.
Yeah.
The boy's
out of your pants, please.
Li Xiao, he shouted to doctors to help because... He had what is the term in Chinese is su yang. That's the Chinese word for guru.
Sure,
which is general retraction syndrome. And he said the retraction, the retraction didn't stop, he would die. So he's freaking out.
Well, he's not going to die. He'll lose his dick. He won't die.
But part of this.
If it retracts real far, would it give you a camel toe?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Part of this malady is that you fear that you lose your penis and you die. So that's part of it. Dying is part of it.
You know, if you don't have a penis, really, what's the point, Timmy?
What's the point of living?
Yeah. I can't live if living is without you.
Brandy, could you live without
me? I sing that song to my penis every night. I can't live.
Okay. Thank you, Colonel. The doctors reassured, the parents were kind of buying into this. The doctors reassured the family, though. They gave the boy a sedative.
Calmed his ass down.
After which, he was much improved.
Oh, well, yeah, I bet.
The boy's problem had started at school, where he had heard rumors that tainted pork.
Tainted.
Tainted.
Tainted pork. Tainted pork.
Had caused. Has caused widespread swine fever, which was known to cause.
I got the cougar. Fever. I got the fever.
I can't, I, you know, I'm just.
Pecker shrinkage.
All right. I'm just reading the research here.
He got the swine kuru.
He's got the pig dick.
Early that morning, Lee Chow had eaten a steamed bun with pork on it, Brandy.
Oh, no.
Steamed bun with pork. That's what she said.
I think there's something about that in the Bible.
I'd like to know where you...
Why is your shirt almost completely unbuttoned? Can you not dress yourself?
Let the record show that she's talking to the colonel. I have a pullover on.
There's
so.
Only like three
do.
Buttons on buttons. I got the top and bottom one.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Lee Chow. This is serious.
Okay, let's talk about this kid's pecker.
He had eaten a steamed bun with pork on it earlier in the day, and when he went to urinate, he looked down and felt that his penis started to shrink.
Maybe it was cold.
Yeah.
Frightened, he quickly grasped the organ.
That will do it, too.
And rushed to his parents, shouting for help.
I've been holding it under my penis the whole episode.
Here's the biggest thing. Like, how do you go to your mom and dad? Like,
if your penis started disappearing, you find a way. You get over that embarrassment pretty quick, right, Colonel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't know how many times
your
I ran to my mama.
Your mom would have slapped yours.
Check my junk, mama. Check my junk. Look at this.
She'd have slapped yours.
She would.
It was not long.
She'd have slammed it in a window.
My word got out about this.
Oh.
That's
the word on the street.
Yeah.
You know what? Something like that is bound to make the rounds.
It was not long before word got out. Men and some women started to panic.
I don't understand.
Within an hour, three new patients appeared begging doctors to save their penises. More people followed, Brandy. Yeah, before long, the hospitals were flooded with patients, men sitting in the waiting room with their legs crossed, holding their penises, waiting to be seen by a physician. Pork sales, meanwhile, plummeted.
I'm sorry. I would have loved to have been an ER nurse at that point.
35-year-old Chinese businessman Chi Ying, reported to the clinic, bent over with both hands gripping his penis through his pants. This is serious shit now. To this person, this was very serious. I mean, we laugh at it.
Of course we laugh at it. If I seen the motherfucker right now, I'd laugh at him.
He was scared, right?
But I mean, if somebody was out there screaming about a werewolf in the hallway, I'd be laughing at them too, unless it was really a werewolf.
Mr. Chang was so convinced that his penis was going to disappear that he refused to let go of his penis to be examined, Brandy.
Jesus.
When he finally relented, nurses were surprised to see that Ing had wrapped his penis with masking tape and taped it to his stomach.
Damn oh, for
right.
sure.
Damn right.
And Brandy is going to tell us what happens next.
He should have used duct tape. Dick tape.
Next, Brandy.
To Ing's relief, when the masking tape was removed, his penis was still there.
Well, that's got to be.
He used that painter's tape. You take off the paint and there's a tape. And
well, you just had a masking stripe. Tape has so many purposes. Really,
I would have used duct tape on my.
Well, Johnson. And then it would have been hairless.
Yeah, that's okay. Save you money
for
Brazilian.
That's how I wax.
Yeah. Well, that's how he waxed.
I waxed with duct tape.
Yeah.
First of all, neither one of you have ever had a wax. So
oh, don't be so sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. So zip it.
Me
you
and
no
Tim
idea.
Could be sprouting palm trees over
you
here
have
right now.
No idea what you're talking
about. Yeah, the palm tree look.
I feel confident.
At
that
least
the man,
twice a month.
Wait a minute. That the man who wears a hat because he doesn't want to be a victim of the knockout game.
It's a serious thing. It's in the media all the time.
And it is not. And Scoots like Mr. Magoo to catch his bus. I'm pretty sure. And you, pussy for pain. I feel like neither one of you.
This is the guy who rushes to the hospital when he has a tummy ache.
I know.
I have my gallbladder. My fucking gallbladder had to be removed.
You know, that didn't really need to come out. They just did it to placate you. Am I right, Brandy?
Yes, they talked about you.
If you take
having
the
your
shrubbery
butt, having
down.
Your drunk, you can't handle having your junk waxed.
If you take the shrubbery down, the house looks bigger.
Let me ask you.
Well, that may
Colonel,
be, but if you
would
ever
you
had it done.
Would you accept her challenge to have a Brazilian wax?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Why? I can't imagine.
No. Maybe on my back.
That's not a Brazilian.
Yeah, well, I'll take the Chilean. And
no,
you know,
it's not Chilean.
It doesn't last
or
forever.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
No,
the shit
it
grows
doesn't.
Right back?
Yeah.
You got to get it done
so
a bunch of times.
So you get ripped off and then the nubs come out? No,
yeah, and then
done.
You got to get it done again eventually.
Oh, that don't seem cool.
I know. It's crazy. It only hurts a little bit.
Does yeah, it? I don't like it. I
imagine the first time it hurt a lot when you got a big 70 porno bush in there. When we got to grab the thing, put a foot up.
Oh, exactly.
Your chest,
oh, I know. Exactly.
That's, I just don't think I'd like to be doing that for a living.
Hey, you know what? It pays well.
I guess, but, you know, you get all
at
the
least I tipped her well.
You get pubic hair all over the place.
Well.
I think the wax collects the pubic hair.
And they
hair
get
there.
In your business.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
All
right, Brady,
up
about,
in your business.
Tell us about Mr. Ng.
So
sad story.
So it's not. His dick is fine. It's still there, but he swore it had shrunk by 3 inches. Likely.
Well, you know, that can happen, Colonel. You know, when the lady is expecting a certain amount, you can always go to the fallback position that you're suffering from this condition.
Okay. So when 47-year-old truck driver Fu Lee,
okay.
Erect.
Okay.
Arrived at the hospital.
Erect?
He was erect.
He was
no,
erect.
I just Foo Lee. Oh, okay. It just made me smile.
Foo Lee?
Yeah. But hold on. So he gets to the hospital, and he's holding up his dick by a string. So he has this string
right,
attached.
See that.
And he's holding the string above his head.
Like a puppet.
Yes.
Okay.
And wonder if he made it tap dance.
I don't know.
I'm a real dick now.
Was that lamb chop?
Could you see his mouth move?
He was pedicchio. Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
so
a real
he's got,
dick.
So he comes to the ER and
he's got a dick on a string.
All right.
And so he's demanding he needs to see a doctor right away.
Yeah, all I wanted for Christmas was a dick on a string.
That's all.
You know, you do want to see the doctor right away.
For a myriad of reasons.
You don't want to wait a long time. You don't want to sit and have to fill out a lot of paperwork.
Well, this dumbass here. When he was examined, the attending physician found that Lee had a perfectly normal-sized penis. Although, the string that he'd tied around it had cut off the blood flow and turned Lee's penis a dark shade of purple.
Ooh, that's not. No, that's painful.
A deep purple.
That's a homemade pecker ring.
Yeah.
Turned a darker
shade
of
purple.
Okay.
Dumbass. So when Lee looked down and saw his discoloration, he screamed loudly, jumped up from the examining table, and fled the hospital wearing only his patient gown.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The hospital staff alerted security to find Mr. Lee. Shouldn't have been that hard to find, but they were unable to locate him.
This motherfucker's running out in the street.
With his dick on a string and a, yeah. Okay. I wonder if they had him keep the robe open in the front.
Yeah.
That's the question.
You know, you really, if you were a nurse and you took that week off on vacation, you would have regretted it.
Oh, totally regretted it. All right. So by this time, word about the shrinking penises was out on the street. And men all over Singapore started measuring and remeasuring their peni to ensure that they had not become a victim.
Precautionary.
You, Pekka Checker, here.
Yeah, well.
The panic was not yardstick. Yeah.
Bragger.
Good Lord. The panic was not limited to just men.
Okay.
Upon hearing of the disorder, 43-year-old Dai Yu Fang.
Dai Yu Fang?
Yeah.
Okay.
Insisted that her husband remove his trousers so she could see if he was affected.
Well, that seems
that's
like
a
love.
Bleeding woman right
that's
there.
Love.
That's a caring
minute.
Wife.
When her husband refused, she called the police. And the police showed up, and I can imagine how they were. They're dealing with penis panic. There's panic all over the city.
Oh, well, yeah.
And this bitch calls, and they assured her that they could not make her husband remove his trousers so that she could see what the damage was.
Now, have you ever had penis panic, Brandy, or do you see that could ever occur to you?
No. Have you ever just walked up to Dave and told you, let's see it. Give me it. Give me it right now. I want to check your penis.
You want to measure it just in case?
I need to check your penis, make sure it's the same as it was yesterday.
You wouldn't ever do that?
My husband can check his own penis. Thank you.
All right.
Finally.
You're not a very caring wife.
Oh, here we go. Finally, in desperation, Dayu set the family's house on fire.
Well, that's attention. That's an attention.
To get a response from the authorities.
That's attention getting behavior.
After the fire had been extinguished,
attention whore.
Her husband reluctantly removed his pants to reassure his wife that his penis was intact. Like, well, fine. God, if you're going to throw a fit about it here.
He probably wishes he did it before.
Oh,
fire.
I bet she does. I bet he does. Well, and here we go. 19-year-old Jen Dong.
Okay.
Name's a little on the nose, but okay. Arrived at the clinic and reported to the attending physician that his penis had completely disappeared.
Oh, man.
And he wanted to know how it could be restored or if a penis transplant was an option.
Okay. Now, that wasn't available in 1967.
No, but you can do it now.
Yeah.
When the doctor examined the young man, he found that his manhood was quite normal.
Hmm. That's odd.
Well, here we go.
It's rather strange, Brandy.
Panic soon turned to violence.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
When a mob approached the establishment, Chinese grocer Zhang Wu, it had been Wu's. Where the supposedly tainted pork had been purchased, and the crowd believed called the Koro outbreak.
This was they called themselves the Knob Mob.
Oh,
they were after Wu. They was after Wu.
Wu. Oh, the mob surrounded the market and threatened to hang Wu.
Hang that motherfucker!
But Wu was a bad motherfucker.
What did Wu do?
Wu was a man short in stature. He grabbed a meat cleaver and threatened to cut anyone who touched his person or his store.
Badass Wu.
You want to lose a dick? Come on. He went all Wu-Tang.
Don't have to worry about tainted, tainted whatever it was.
Right.
Pork.
Just as the crowd was closing in on Wu, police arrived and made the crowd disperse. Okay. Nothing to see.
Thank God.
Thank you.
They saved Wu. Or Wu, they saved Wu from cutting off penises.
Wu eventually just closed his shop for 7 days just till everything kind of subsided.
Passed over.
Yeah.
We're going to
wait till this all blows over.
Spent the week in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
The pork wasn't no fresher when they came back.
I bet it wasn't.
Poor Wu.
By this time, emergency rooms and doctor's offices were overflowing with men concerned about their genitals.
What do you think about that, Colonel?
I'm concerned about mine. I'm going to keep an eye on mine while we're doing this podcast. Christ. You don't mind being up on the table here, do you, Devil?
Continue, Brandy.
Hospital waiting rooms were filled with men sitting with their legs crossed and their hands covering their crotch.
All right.
Me and Timmy been covering our crotches.
It does
episode.
Make you kind of queasy hearing all this.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't bother me. Amit Yee,
okay,
a 32-year-old man, was at a cinema show when he felt the need to pee.
Okay.
He went out to the toilet, and as he was easing himself, mm-hmm. he suddenly felt a loss of feeling in the genital region.
Uh-oh.
And straight away, the thought occurred to him that he was going to get penile retraction. Sure enough, he noticed that the penis was getting shorter. He felt cold in the limbs and was weak all over, and his legs gave way under him. So he sat on the floor, which is cold, by the way.
Brandy, you're making fun of victims.
Yeah,
quit here. You're
mocking. Penis mocking.
You are a penis mocker.
Oh, I am. Let's see. All the time holding
if
on.
If there was a category for dweeby for penis mocking.
Yeah, victim shaming.
You would be number one.
She's victim shaming, yeah. Timmy.
Well. Yeah.
You really are.
So he sinks to the floor the whole time holding his dick.
Yeah.
Well, a man would. I mean, that's just a normal reaction when your
penis is. It wasn't his arm that was shrinking.
Well, like the others, Yee rushed to the hospital for help. The doctor gave him some anti-anxiety medication and sent him on his way.
Okay.
Those pills had some psychological effects, and he felt better that night while having an intercourse
sorry
with
about that.
His wife. He found that he is unable to perform as his penis is flaccid and probably retracting inside his abdomen.
Now, see, Colonel, I know you've never experienced anything like that, but you could understand why a man would be concerned. If they
I could understand that. Yeah, that's like having the clowns not show up for the circus.
Yeah, that's a serious condition.
The midgets not show up for the circus,
yeah.
Timmy.
Yeah, and that affects not only him, Yee, but also his wife, Mrs.
Yee.
There
you go, Mrs. Yee.
All right. At this time.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah, well. This time, he started to feel some penile and scrotal pain.
Oh, nothing worse than penile and scrotal pain.
Mm. He immediately went to the toilet and grasped his penis for quite some time.
You know, here's the thing. Women always says, you hear women say, kick him in the ball. They have no idea.
No, they talk about childbirth.
The level of pain.
Not until you take one right in the nads do you know what real pain is.
That is real pain.
Mm-hmm.
Women are not sympathetic.
They think it's funny.
Yeah, and you throw those terms around loosely,
rip his nuts off, kick him in the balls, bite his tip of his.
You need some awareness,
mm-hmm. some sensitivity.
Are you about done, ladies?
You need
it should be taught in school. Really,
there should be a whole class dedicated to it.
Yeah,
right. You know, before you should get married, though.
Before you should wear shoes. You should.
Before you get married, you should be forced to attend a class. On penis handling, penis care, proper penis care.
Didn't
you have that class in third grade? Good Lord, else.
You shouldn't look down on education, Brandy. That helps everyone. It really.
I'm anti-education now. I see.
I'm just saying you're not supportive of classes or penis classes.
He was so anxious and tense. That in spite of asking so many times, he did not share his feelings with his wife because of the fear of losing her, as he was not performing a sexual act well. Dude, everybody's allowed an off night.
You know what, though? I mean, that's why you got to carry a bag of tricks with you. I mean,
I'm sure she has her own bag of tricks.
I come armed with a whole arsenal.
You need you got to have a toolbox.
You do.
Yeah.
He has
a toolbox.
I
mean, you got to, I call it my backpack, Timmy. I got a whole bag of tricks in here.
Okay.
And now, I never had the thing go wrong on me, but should it ever fail me, I got 433 other ways to please a woman, Timmy.
Okay.
You gotta love them right, Timmy. You got to love them right.
Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
Would you like to hear a couple of them, Devil?
Yee could not sleep for the whole night, and the next morning
came to
hospital. No,
just
thanks.
Two or three, I can tell you.
So Yee's back at the hospital.
On further interrogating by the doctor, Yee finally told him that at 24 years of age, he'd exposed himself to a prostitute.
Mm.
Now, does that mean he flashed her, or does that mean
I think he
did it?
Yeah, I think he actually did.
And got gonorrhea.
Not the gonorrhea.
Got the big
Since
G.
then, he had abstained himself and was very guilty about the act.
And it hurt to pee.
Doctors treated him for the gonorrhea and suggested counseling.
Okay.
By this time, the hysteria was causing such a ruckus that patients with serious health needs couldn't get the attention they needed. The Ministry of Primary Production.
Yeah, if you went into the hospital that evening with a heart attack, and the emergency ward is full of men gripping their.
Yeah, just breathe. Junk. I got a shrinking dick over here.
Are we done?
Yes.
Okay.
I got one coding on me.
The Ministry of Primary Production.
I got a dead penis over here.
Nothing worse than a dead penis, Brandon.
Well, unless you put it in a bouquet. Then you don't have to feed it anymore. I know that.
It eats oats.
Yeah, well, but if it's dead.
Continue, Brandon.
Ain't nobody like a joke about a dead penis.
No.
Let's see. Okay.
I apologize for that. Dead penises are never funny.
We have to appreciate, there's some lines we just won't cross on this podcast.
Exactly. I made a joke about dead penises. I apologize.
He'll go ahead, Deb.
Are you done, ladies?
He'll put a statement on our Facebook page later, but continue.
Perfect. So the Ministry of Primary Production announced that both swine fever and the vaccine were harmless to humans, but the epidemic seemed to accelerate. For 7 days, it continued until finally the Singapore Medical Association and the Ministry of Health started appearing on television and radio to announce that So-Yang was a purely psychological condition and that no one had died from it. There was an immediate drop in the number of cases, and by November, there were no reports at all. In the end, a total of 469 cases were recorded, though the real number is certainly higher since the survey only included Western hospitals and didn't account for the traditional Chinese doctors.
In this whole epidemic, there was over 33 feet of penis lost, devil.
No,
33 feet of penis
there
lost.
There was no lost.
Well, perceived.
Perceived loss.
Okay.
It's real if it happens to you.
It is. It's when you These poor bastards are telling people, look, I used to have an 8-inch one.
Yeah. How do we know that they're not telling the truth?
Yeah. You know what? They probably just got really good boners one night, and now they're comparing them, and they think they're shrinking. They don't understand the physiology. I don't think you understand
the physiology.
Boner physiology, don't you, devil?
I do. I'm just not sure you do.
Well, it certainly must have been a very horrific time for the men of Singapore. Yeah.
All patients who were interviewed by doctors had heard stories about Koru before they experienced it.
Okay.
After the epidemic, the Chinese Physician Association, the CPA, concluded that the epidemic of Shuyang was due to fear, rumor mongering, climatic conditions.
Well, it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot there.
It's hot. Air frizzes.
It does. It's which human. Probably did make it look
it's
smaller.
Human, yeah. They got those 70s porn bushes.
Yep. And an imbalance. What the fuck? And an imbalance between the heart and kidneys.
Okay, that can cause it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's research. Don't question it.
Meanwhile.
I know if I get a good back rub, mine's bigger.
Meanwhile, a Western Oriented Koro study team concluded that Koro was a panic syndrome linked to cultural indoctrination. It found that the majority of cases were both male and females under the age of 30. The peak in the male was between 16 to 20 years of age.
Okay, so younger guys worried about their junk. But you got to admit, that must have been a very frightening thing for the victims of Koro in Singapore in 1967.
Seems stupid.
Okay, now, Chuck's going
now
to tell
Timmy,
us.
Now, Timmy, I'm going to treat this like this solemn
okay.
story
a serious,
should be. Yeah.
The
not
serious
make little cackles over here like the devil.
Yes.
Now, Timmy, however, this panic was not limited to the young.
Okay.
Among those who caught the up with the panic was a 77-year-old man who came to the emergency room complaining that his penis was disappearing, Timmy.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
I got nothing.
But he could not be certain because of his poor eyesight, Timmy.
For Christ's sake.
A 22-year-old paraplegic also reported to the clinic in his wheelchair, only to be reassured by doctors that his junk was normal.
Okay.
He'd probably never seen his junk.
Well, now we're making fun of paraplegics, are we?
Old man, paraplegic.
Penis. Yeah. Have you no shame, devil?
No. So clearly not. I'm sitting here with you fuckers.
These findings emphasize that the disease was the commonest in young adults, and the earlier peak in female was likely to be due to the early puberty of the female sex, Timmy.
Okay. What do you think about that, Brandy?
Whatever.
Now, the most interesting feature about this, Timmy, there were 6 cases below the age of 6, and in fact, 1 7 months only.
How would a 7-month-old?
He wouldn't. His parents are freaking out.
Okay.
These children were literally shanghaied.
I like that.
That
term.
Was a nice one, Timmy. That was nice. Into the ranks of Kuru patients by anxious parents who were only too ready to diagnose they had Kuru by Munchausen's.
By proxy.
Or something, yeah.
Uh-huh.
This would seem to support the previous hypothesis that indoctrination had a great deal. See how you put the, I like how you put the large words in, you my like, indoctrination.
I put that
wasn't
in
no
yours.
Word over there on Brandy's. Like that. More
one
than three
word
syllables.
Every day, Brandy, if you learn one word every day.
Indoctrination.
You want
devil.
Me to leave so you two can check each other's dicks and see if they're shrinking?
Continue, Colonel.
It had a great deal to do with the outbreak of the disease. Now, although the Singapore outbreak in 1967 affected a large number of men, there has been continuous outbreaks since the 1960s.
Okay.
An epidemic outbreak in November of 1976 in Asan, Thailand, caused at least 350 cases, most of them Thai and male. Popular opinion and news media echoed the victims' projection of viewing the epidemic as caused by Vietnamese food, which I do not eat, and tobacco poisoning. In a hideous assault against the Thai people, Timmy.
Yeah, there were some tensions between Thailand and Vietnam at the time, and so they thought that Vietnamese were poisoning their food to shrink their penises.
Yeah. Now, another large-scale epidemic.
Which, I mean, is not.
You can't prove they weren't.
Yeah, could have happened.
Yeah.
There was another one in Thailand in 82.
Okay.
Koro epidemic in northeast India affected.
Was Timmy visiting then?
In the majority, in India this time, poorly educated people from the lower socioeconomic strata. That means poor people, devil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 17 years after Singapore's penis panic, China suffered an outbreak of its own over the course of 1 year, Timmy. 1 year, 3,000 individuals were treated for the Kuru.
Your thoughts on that, Brandy?
Ridiculous.
A lot of shrinking penises are going on.
That's a lot of shrinking penises.
Yeah. But instead of these people, unlike Singapore, these didn't swarm local hospitals. They sought out natural cures.
Okay.
To stave off shrinkage, they pulled at their sexual organs while being fed red pepper, black pepper, pepper jam, or ginger juice.
That seems like it would work.
That sounds legit. Keep doing that.
That's back before you could get porn on the internet, I suppose. But not all victims were men, Timmy.
Okay.
Here's where it gets horrific.
Horrific, Brandy.
16% were women who reported the shrinking of the vulva.
Oh.
Of the labia.
Oh.
Nipples and or breasts.
Okay, Brandy, your thoughts on that. Now you're a little bit more sympathetic.
Nah, they're loons too.
Although, you know what? Sometimes a shrinking vagina wouldn't be such a bad thing to me.
Yeah, but shrinking breast?
Oh, that's no good. Okay, we'll leave the shrinking breast out of this.
Yeah, you need to stay on top of that.
Huh?
You need to stay on top of that.
You do need to check those breasts. We're going to get a baseline. You got a baseline of those breasts, devil. You don't want them shrinking up on you. But,
Don't eat swine.
Every once in a while, you see a labia that could be shrunk up a little bit, Timmy. I mean, you see the thing dangling down on the floor, people tripping over the labia. It could be shrunk
labia
up just a
labia tripping
little bit.
Is a problem, Brandy.
It's a
Can you get workers'
problem.
Comp for it?
If it happens at work.
Now, got the bat wing thing going.
A trip on somebody else's?
Continue, Colonel.
So these people were, some of the men were all like, oh, yeah, shrink up a little bit more. So anyway, many sufferers of both genders were between 10 and 25. However, some infants suffered kuru by proxy when their parents claimed that the children's testicles and genitalia were disappearing. Rumors, Timmy. Now here's where it gets ugly, Timmy.
Okay.
Rumors of a genital stealing crime wave caused local to get pretty testy, Timmy.
A genital stealing crime wave.
Genitals.
Is this one of those where you wake up in the bathtub?
Tell us about it, Colonel.
Well, while the coro-like condition never killed anyone, the hysteria produced it did, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Between 1997 and 2003, 6-year span, at least 36 individuals were killed after being accused of pecker theft.
Pecker theft is serious.
You can't come back from that.
No, pecker theft, Timmy.
Where did that happen, Colonel?
It was in China, in Singapore.
Oh, Singapore. Okay.
You cannot come back
they
from
were
that.
They were beaten by angry mobs.
Were they beaten
Sometimes
by
they
peckers?
Would stone them to death. Hmm. Police began to arrest false alarmists who claimed that their penis has been stolen.
They should be arrested.
Well, it's he said, she said.
I'd say he said, he said. Unlike coro outbreaks in Singapore and China, most recent penis disappearances in West Africa have been perceived as a carefully constructed crime, not an illness.
Yes.
Between 1998, Timmy, and 2005, West African news media reported at least 56 cases of genital snatching.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
Snatching.
He was just,
are they in the bathtub full of ice?
He was just at the movie theater, and he thought it was his wife reaching for popcorn.
it's like those people that used to run by and grab your gold chain off your neck and run, keep running.
Yeah.
Except this was with your genitalia.
Yeah. You gotta keep tabs of your genitalia.
You know, when I walk down the street, somebody come up on me looking, it's like, hey, how you doing? I cover up my genitals.
Yeah, he does. I've seen him do it.
I got my hands on my junk right now. Right
well, that's why there's posters of you at the fucking post office.
Now, this condition differed from kuru in that the victims did not think their genitals were shrinking. They believed they disappeared altogether, Timmy.
Altogether, Brandy.
Big now, difference.
Many believed that their penises had been stolen and sold on the black market as part of an international underground trade in peckers. I told you it's like Bitcoin.
It's probably on the dark web.
You go to the dark web, you pay with peckers now. So.
Getting heroin, getting coke. Yeah. I got some peckers.
I got peckers.
All shapes and sizes.
One newspaper described thief.
Can you see the guy, the used car guy? come on.
We got peckers.
We got
you want big peckers.
Wait,
you
know, like used peckers.
1-800-WANG. Just call 1-800-WANG.
All shapes and colors.
Now,
we finance one, here.
One newspaper.
Buy here, pay here. Lifetime service. I wonder
if
they get a wash.
Come with a guarantee.
I wonder if they get
do
a wash.
Do you get lifetime washes on your pecker?
Lifetime washes. I bet they do.
Now, one newspaper described thieves whom locals accused of stealing penises and holding them for ransom.
Ransom, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that'd be a good business to get into if you were a little corrupt.
Yeah.
Penis kidnapping. Penis napping.
Penis holding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know they pay up.
You know they would.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you want.
But then what do you do? Do you just send them little boxes with just the tip?
Yeah, you send them a little note with the, you know, cutout magazine letters out.
Well, right. I know. But you know how sometimes they'll send back the ear? And so, I mean, there's only so much.
You have my penis.
Foreskin.
If you send my penis back, this will be over, Timmy. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell him. But if you don't, I will find you.
Yeah.
And I will kill you.
Call the authorities.
Yeah. Now.
Penis authorities.
Another rumor circulated about
the
a woman
police.
Who was nabbed by airport security while trying to smuggle several penises into Europe inside a baguette bread.
There you go, that baguette bread.
Well, I'll be damned.
I think that might have just been a stromboli. But anyway.
Wait a minute.
And one news site stated that a man was almost lynched after he allegedly stole a man's private part through remote control, through Bluetooth. They take in the dicks through Bluetooth.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
I don't, Wait a minute. Hold on. First thing I need to know is if they were actual human penises in this baguette.
I think these are rumors that set a, well, this whole...
Right. Because I'm feeling like somebody's trying to travel with their vibrator and people are getting all twitchy about it. Yeah.
Victims
can a bitch have a dildo?
Damn, what kind, hold on. What kind of vibrator you got that is going to fit in a big-ass baguette?
I may have more than one.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
You take Friday...
I'm just asking.
We're talking about this
You're
whore.
Talking about vibrator. Okay, you said you tried to struggle. I'm just wondering what kind of vibrator are you coming to? What kind of Adam and Eve party are you going to?
I didn't try to.
Come home, got to...
I didn't try to.
Take the thing home in one of those gun bags.
When my shit goes through airport security, they all gather around.
Cue stick. Container.
Machine gun jack.
Cincinnati Kid and all those movies where the guys show up with a bull stick.
Brandy putting a vibrator together in three pieces.
I have to carry an amp with me.
Continue, Colonel.
Victims reported that their penises had been poached in the same way
a pickpocket might steal a wallet.
One boy in Gahana reported that he had gone to fetch water for his father and was returning when a thief came behind him, touched him, and immediately he felt his penis shrink until it was no longer visible. Timmy.
Well, I've had some women touch me and my penis is shrunk, so I can buy that.
Yeah, I can buy it. I've taken a well, never mind. I'm gonna let that go. When doctors assured these men that their penises were perfectly normal, many victims claimed that their penises had only just come back and was smaller than before. It didn't work.
All right, Brandy.
They just came back from vacation? Yeah. Where? I mean, like, where the fuck
did they go? There it is. It's like losing your wallet.
It's not as big as it was before.
I know one of those. You know those tiles that you put on your key ring? I got Rudy chipped.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got a little chip put in Rudy.
Uh-huh.
I got my penis chipped, Timmy.
You got a penis chip?
Somebody takes my penis, I'm going to be able to GPS their ass, right? Yeah.
He's got his dick low, Jack.
Now, I do. Ain't nobody taking my penis.
Positioning system.
Exactly.
GPS. There you go.
So, yeah, I know where my penis is all the time. I got an app on my phone. I just hit it, and it shows me right where my penis is.
Find your penis.
Yeah.
Where in the world?
So find your penis.
Is that one of those, like, where's Waldo? Where's Chuck's dick?
Exactly. So now more recent examples include the Sudan in 2010. Local reporters described, oh no, penis melting Zionist robot combs.
That's a problem, Brandy. You cannot poo-poo that.
That seems anti-Semitic.
I don't even understand that.
It is anti-Semitic.
Wait a minute.
But it's a real concern for those who live in the Sudan.
Wait a minute.
Sudan ain't got one goddamn robot in the whole fucking place.
Wait a minute.
They ain't even got running water. Where they going to come with robots?
Penis melting
Zionist robot combs.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's...
Why do they have to be Zionist?
Because they're saying it's a Jewish conspiracy. They're Muslim. So I think there's some religious side of this penis snatching in the Sudan.
Oh, so this is like the penis
and
crusades.
And it's a robot.
It's a penis crusades, Timmy.
Yes.
It's a penis crusades.
Yeah.
Cock crusades set in the future, clearly, because robots are doing it.
Yeah. Although it never appears in his original article, that's how the Wall Street Journal columnist James Taranto's explanation.
Don't you
of the
love
play.
That they're talking about this in the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah, this swept through the Sudanese
there is
capital.
No reason for that.
Khartoum, it became known, used to steal penises. The scare stemmed from reports of foreigners roaming the city, shaking men's hand, making their penises disappear.
Yeah, you can't just shake any stranger's hand.
No,
Brandy.
You cannot. And apparently, strangers were loaning people their comb.
That's why
and
I
once
do
the
fist
victim
bump.
Used
I do
it,
the fi- I do the fist bump.
Mm. Oh yeah,
it's much safer.
Yeah. Well, I won't.
Strangers
you know, I
were
just
loaning
do,
people their combs.
I just
combs.
Do elbows now.
Yeah, this was related to a comb. It's weird. It's
yeah,
a little
this
weird.
One's a weird one.
This is a weird one.
If you used the comb, your penis disappeared.
Yes.
Now, one
you got
victim
people walk around bedhead for sure.
Related a particularly unique tale to a British newspaper. While
oh, good.
I was at the market, a man approached me, gave me a comb, asked me to comb his hair. When he did so,
first
within
all,
seconds, he felt a strange
first
sensation.
Of all, never comb a stranger's hair.
Yeah,
Randy.
Hell no.
And discovered he had lost his penis.
Yeah. That's how it happens. First thing.
Yeah. I mean,
you're just walking along at the market.
Just minding my own. Wasn't me.
Excuse me. But could you comb my hair?
I'm struggling today. Can you just?
Now, another example, Timmy, is in the Central African Republic of in 2013 in a small village, mm-hmm. Tyringulu. In the Central African
Republic.
Sure,
you nailed that one.
According to locals, it all started when a stranger stopped to buy a cup of tea at a local market. Witnesses testified after the stranger handed over his money, he clasped the vendor's hand.
Ah.
The tea seller felt an electric tingling course through his body and immediately sensed his penis had shrunk to that smaller than a baby's.
You think about that, Brandy?
Yeah. Smaller than a baby.
Sounds legit.
As a crowd congregated around the shrieking, shriveling man, another man screamed that his penis has also gone missing. Eyewitnesses affirmed that they saw both.
Would you really fucking throw that out there?
Dramatically.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you think your penis is gone, you don't care what you know. It's not something where you're ashamed to ask for help, right, Colonel?
That's right. The suspect was immediately arrested, interrogated by the armed rebel group governing the town. A few hours later, he was executed by gunshot.
What do you think about that, Brandy?
Well, first
listen up here, kids. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't be grabbing
all you
other
have
people's
to do
penises.
Is call Progressive and file a claim. It's probably covered under homeowners.
Mine's covered under
collision. I don't know if it requires people being executed.
I had to get a special rider for my penis, devil.
I bet you did.
Brandy, your final thought.
Hold on, Timmy.
Okay.
You missed that one. I got a rider for my penis.
Okay, Colonel. Thank you.
I know.
Yeah. Much better.
Did you get it?
It was a good one,
Brandy,
Timmy.
Brandy, your final thoughts on Kuru, the great penis panic of 1967.
It's just one more way for men to try and get attention.
So you don't think
always
there's no...
worse than the man flu.
You don't think there's any... you don't think it's very seriously. You don't think there's any... real concern here.
I don't.
Well, it is a panic disorder. It's actually, God honest truth, it's actually listed in the DSM-4. So, I mean, it's a real panic condition.
I know the first thing I do when I'm going back to my office is checking my junk.
Yeah.
Look, you all would be dying laughing if it was a bunch of women who got the vapors and then walked around holding themselves like they're gripping a bowling ball. You all would
funny.
Be rolling,
no, I would be,
laughing.
If a woman
because I don't want it to go away.
Said,
I don't want it to close up.
I believe
up.
My breasts have shrunk. I would examine them thoroughly for them.
Because he's a humanitarian.
And depending on the woman,
humanitarian.
I might.
Dr. Schreitzer.
I mean, how do you know if a woman's vagina is shrinking up?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You have to measure.
If we're walking around like that.
At about 38 years old, it's going to start shrinking up because it's got to give room to the penis. For the penis to grow when you turn 40.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Brandy, right. So you don't have any role. You don't have much empathy for these young men.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Colonel, your final thoughts on the...
I think it's goddamn horrific, Timmy.
Penis panic.
There was miles of penis lost in this whole thing.
Are you glad we
miles of penis?
Miles of penis.
You can never get that back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really no. a loss.
Yeah, but imagine how much the bouquet industry
the
made.
It's a loss to the humanity, yeah. Really.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's really the it's penicide.
Yeah,
it is.
It's penicide.
It could be.
Brandy, are you glad we covered this topic?
So
today?
Glad. So happy.
All right, so we would like to thank all of you who support this high-level program.
Jesus.
Through your support on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon and learn more about issues that affect everyday people like penis panic, please just log on to patreon.com/historydweebs where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or...
Or just a wee little bit to me.
Yes, wee little bit being the key. There.
Just a wee little bit.
Nice to me,
like these poor bastards.
Plenty of
penises.
People gave wee little
their
bits.
Penises just turned into wee little things to me.
Brandy, give a shout out to our Patreon supporters, if you would.
All righty. James Seabright, Tommy Lane, Jason Dykes, Terry Stafford, Shelley Garrett, Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Jennifer Savota, Maggie Glover, Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Maja, Tyrone, Amber Scoville, Marsha Boris, Stacy Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, Amber Anderson, the podcast, They Walk Among Us.
Our friends, Ben and Rosanna.
Jesus,
we're
going
to meet them this summer.
Good. Yes. I'm going to I look forward to it. Lorna Violet, Mike Deo, Kelly Charette, Karen Widner, Callie, Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, Mike Brown of the Pleasing Terrors podcast, Sarah Bloom, Amber Krupp, the Now American History podcast with Joe Hopkins.
Yes, Joe and Sean.
Sean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Catherine Cock Garage Richardson, Fiona Crisp, Laura O'Reilly, Christine Bourgeois, Aaron, Kimberly Cameron, Elise, the History Goes Bump podcast with Diane Student.
Diane Student, yes.
Let's see. I lost me. Annette Petre, Lise Jahara, Alicia and Chip, Marika Smith, Jeff and Dawn Chestnut, who do Backroads to History and Poems by Jeff, Karen Barnes, Rachel Flynn, Shirley Strapp, Todd Long, Lydia Fisher, Phyllis Munson, Melissa Montoya, Cindy Liu, Kristen Malachinsky, Heather Poole, Adam McWaters, The Vanished Podcast.
Yeah, with Marissa.
Mm-hmm. Canadian True Crime.
With Christy Lee.
Insight with Charlie and Allie. Joe Clifford, Mistress Vader. Ron Monastrio.
Thank you, Ron.
Ron Monastrio.
Yeah. Tracy Smith, Jess, John V, Nene, Bridget Bernhardt, Stacy, Christine Hauer, Cheryl Weldon, Nicholas, Ryan, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Michelle Johns, Clark and Diane Trowbridge, Beth Wallen, Andrew Scamell, Michaela Wallstrom, Aaron Fowler, Leanne Flanagan, Nicholas and Ryan, Julia Rodriguez, let's see, Rudy the Wonder Dog. We want to wish Lady Beverly a speedy recovery from her knee surgery.
Yeah, I got a message from her this weekend, and she's doing better, but it's a slow process. So get feeling better, Lady Beverly.
And Little Miss Dottie.
Yes.
We love Dottie.
Okay, and we promise we'll read the winners of the Dweeby Awards in a
when Amber gives them to us.
Yeah, in an upcoming podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening today, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.